This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. President Joe Biden's student debt relief plan will help erase some of Colorado's more than $26 billion in student loan debt. Cooper Brotherson of Fort Collins is about to graduate from college. As a Pell Grant recipient, he's eligible for the maximum amount of forgiveness, $20,000.
One of my largest concerns coming out of college was, repaying that money. So having that mostly alleviated will be pretty helpful.
On average, Colorado students take out about $26,000 in loans, and that only accounts for students at public universities. The Biden administration's plan will also extend the current pause on student loan payments and caps undergraduate debt payments at 5% of income. Denver city officials are looking for ways to resurrect their pandemic-era shared streets program. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva says the city is trying to build on an opportunity created by COVID-19.
Denver barricaded more than 7 miles of streets from cars in the early days of the pandemic. They did it in order to create outdoor spaces for people to gather. The shared streets program was a hit with the public, but it ended last summer. City staffers say it was the kind of innovative, popular project that often gets defeated at City Hall. Now they want to revive the program and are asking Denverites to help them find streets to close to traffic permanently. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Ozone could reach unhealthy levels until 10 p.m. tonight across much of the Front Range. State health officials say the worst air quality will be concentrated in the urban corridor from Douglas, Larimer, and Weld counties. This is CPR News at 7:06.